What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
And now, by my calculations, the local government election is still 3.5 months away. Tomorrow's the first, isn't it? Yeah, so it's 3.5 months till the election, 16th of March next year. But it's like it's 3.5 weeks away. This is under the heading United Against Unity. Deputy Mayor vote makes strange bedfellows of Olds and Pine. This is Cairns Post today. Battle lines have been drawn at a special council meeting to determine the city's new deputy mayor, with an unlikely alliance emerging in the lead-up to next year's election. Now, Unity's Division 1 councillor, Brett Moller, saw off a challenge from Division 3's Cathy Zaga in council chambers yesterday morning, with all five Unity councillors voting for their candidate, giving him a narrow win. The victory means Mr. Moller will serve alongside new mayor Terry James, who replaced the retiring Bob Manning, following a vote last week. Now, the duo's accession to the role without being voted out, we know about all this. This is all the formalities, etc. The process, it says, has rankled independent councillors who claim the dual unity appointments are a misuse of their special privileges. This vote means Mr. Moller and Mr. James will now campaign as incumbents for re-election at the election in March. Rob Pine said he was disappointed. Mr. James, who chaired the meeting, didn't allow councillors to speak prior to casting their vote. It's really heating up, isn't it? Interesting. Look, also it mentions here, this is worthy of note too, following the appointment of Mr. James as mayor, nominations for the vacant Division 4 councillor position, that's Terry James's division, are now open to be voted on by councillors next month, which is a minute away tomorrow. Now, I don't know if it's going to be voted on tomorrow, but it is next month from tomorrow. I've got Brett Olds on the line, the Division 9 councillor. Hello, Brett.
G'day, mate. It's a bit of a shocker. That's all happening.
Well, the hostilities have already begun 3.5 months out.
I got a text from Rob Pine, because we're polar opposites when it comes to our political ideologies.
Yes.
And I got a text from him Sunday afternoon, and he goes, "My mum is telling everyone in the age home that we're great mates and I voted for you as mayor." And I said... I said, "Your mum seems like a good judge of character to me, mate." And he goes, "I'm going to get them to check her medication. He thinks all his friends, he's losing credibility because he's been associated with me as a conservative. I'm like, all my mates think I'm crazy. I said, you know, Bob Manning, that, you know, what he did, he's done an injustice to Rob and me. I don't want to be on that side. He doesn't want to be on my side. But no, it's, but we're united in this. We just think the legislation is written, and you can't foresee every possible outcome when you write legislation, right? It's the overarching principles which are important, and I don't believe the legislation was written to have to set up a team just to be able to appoint their mates. And in 2 weeks' time, on the 13th of December, is the last meeting for a year, and we'll get to vote for a new council of Division 4. But I think me, Cathy, Amy and Rob can just go have a pina colada on Fitzroy Island with Sun Lover, because I'm telling you, mate, it's a foregone conclusion. I'm getting my crystal ball out. I'm betting the house on it. Oh, Jeremy Neal from the Unity team candidate, I think he'll probably get the nod. I'm just telling you, mate. So, which gives him a huge advantage. But I don't think Terry's actually really good at chairing meetings. I'll give him that. And I don't think yesterday... I think it was an oversight, him not letting us have a say, because usually he's pretty good with that. I had a few things I wanted to say too, but like basically an election, state, federal, local, whatever, it's a popularity contest, right? People pick who they think will best represent them, and it's pretty, you vote for it. And so when they came to yesterday, I was going to say, well, let's have a look at the last election. Who was the more popular candidate? Cathy Zaga got 85% of the primary vote in her electorate, which is more than 2,000 votes more than what Brett got in his electorate. He's a popular councillor down there too. He works well. But she's got 2,000 extra votes in her bank. And so, obviously, she does a good job. The people who vote for her really respect her. I'm like, that should be your qualification there. Yeah. And in saying that, as a side note, I got more than 3,000 more primary votes than Terry James did last election too. I got 87% of the primary, and he got 52%, which he got just under 3,000 votes. I got over 6,000 votes in the primary. So, I'm like, when's the community going to get heard in all of this?
Yeah.
And that's what my main point is. My point isn't a personality issue with Terry or Brett or anyone on the Unity team, because I work really well with them. I work well with Amy as well. I actually work well with Rob too, because I always try and put the community first, and our ideologies can fall in behind that on what the best outcome for them is. And we actually agree on more things than we disagree on. But my whole issue, and I think Rob's and Amy's and Kathy's, is the process here, it's being manipulated to benefit the uni team, and Bob Manning did this. He knew if he waited three more weeks, none of this would have been an issue. So I'm not the kind of person to sit back, see a problem and allow it just to pass and be part of it. Mm. I wanted to call it out, and I did offer solutions. I tried to get Kathy to nominate for mayor. I tried to get Max O'Hallam to nominate for mayor. Mm. A couple of the other councils actually wanted Brett Moller to run for mayor, but they didn't want to. And then when it comes to this Division 4 one, I'll just throw it out there now. This will be breaking news. Mm. I'm like, what can we do to fix this problem where if any of the nominated candidates, if they got nominated in 2 weeks' time, I think that's an unfair advantage, no matter if it's Team Eden, an independent, or whomever.
Yeah.
I made a phone call to Linda Cooper, who's a former very popular councillor, did a great job. She also got about 85, 86% of the primary in her electorate. Mm. She was very popular. I'm like, I called her. She's retired now. She's got a lot going on, so she's not really retired, but she's on committees and doing other things. But I said, would you come back, if we nominate you in Vote GM, would you come back for the 3 months just as an interim?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't need to learn the ropes, John. So exactly. a newbie that gets in now is coming straight into Christmas holidays, and then they've got caretaker. What are they really going to achieve for the people of Division 4? And I took that idea to them yesterday, and the advice I got back was, you can tell her she's welcome to apply. And I'm like, oh, you cheeky bastards. Like, as if she's going to apply just to get knocked back by you guys. With the act says we can do what we want. And I'm like, well, this is what's going to go against you. I don't see how they don't get it. The people can see through this. Linda Cooper for 3 months, or any other former councillor doesn't need to learn the ropes, would be a better fill-in, because she's not running for election for mayor, for council, for anything in March. So I don't just point out problems. I try and come up with positive solutions. I get them flat back towards me, and then I can sleep at night. I can work well with Terry and Brett. I'm fine to work with them, even though I didn't vote for them. There's no hate there or animosity. I just don't like the process. I don't like how the act and legislation is seemingly being manipulated to get an outcome for them. You know, to me, it doesn't stack up.
Once again, I think you're talking about the incumbency advantage, are you? And your plan would obviate the accusations of the advantage of incumbency in Division 4. Is that what you're saying?
100%. It'd make it equitable. It'd let the people of Division 4 vote and put in who they want in March 16th next year.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, you know, they don't listen to the radio, don't read the paper. They're busy in their own lives. They just go about their business. They don't really pay attention. What's council doing today? It's not the top of their totem pole.
Exactly.
And so when it comes to it, they're like, oh, who? We've been getting the council's going, all right? I'll vote for the incumbent. I'll vote for whoever's there.
Yeah.
Having that incumbency really is an advantage, and there's no one in the world that can tell me it's not.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm an incumbent, and I've got an advantage, but I've still got to do my job.
Mm.
Let's take that out of play. Let's let the people have their say for the new one. And in the meantime, as a stopgap, you know, if we had slow played this anyway, if Bob had waited 3 weeks, or even if we as a council had gone, oh, look, we need more time, we go past the December 16th cutoff, guess what? We don't need to appoint someone to that position and waste about $7,000 a month of ratepayers' money for 3 months, 3.5 months, for someone to do almost nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like we're talking about savings, we're cutting budgets here, we're pushing back here. Why do we need to do this? Thanks, Bob Manning, is all I got to say. He had 8 good years, I'll give him that.
Mm.
But he checked out this last term, and he's really disappointed me over the last couple of weeks.
All right, Brett, really appreciate your contribution again today. Thank you. That's Councillor Brett Hulls. He's the Division 9 Cairns Councillor.